From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Grape growers facing a January 2025 deadline to end agricultural burning say they're having difficulty getting burn permits from the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District. Under the 2003 law, open-air burning of orchards and vineyard material within the 8-county district was supposed to be phased out by 2010, provided alternate less polluting methods were available, but several biomass plants have closed. The California Air Resource Board approved extending the deadline to end burning. 16 members of the House of Representatives pushed back against the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression, or EATS Act. The group sent a letter to House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson and Ranking Member David Scott. Competitive Market Action President Marty Irby applauds the representatives for taking a stand against the EATS Act that would sell out American agriculture to China. He says it's an assault on states' rights backed by Smithfield, a wholly owned Chinese corporation. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization's Food Price Index edged lower to 121.5 in September, the lowest since March of 2021. Dairy prices dropped 2.3%, a ninth consecutive fall, and meat costs dropped 1%, led by a drop in pork amid weak export demand from China and ample global availability.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.